It's Tuesday, the day we read from your emails. Our show last week on experimental drugs and whether more patients should have access to them brought an emotional response from both sides. Robert McCown emailed from Kansas to tell us, "I lost a wife to cancer 6 years ago. Folks need to remember that these drugs are experimental, and desperate grabs at whatever handhold there is are just that. Experimental drugs are not treatment." Another listener sees it differently. Calling experimental drugs treatment is accurate, argued a writer named A.C. Though their effectiveness is undetermined, they are still a form of treating a certain ill. Treatment does not inherently imply a positive outcome. Whether or not the drug helps them, it is still a treatment as opposed to waiting. A week ago Monday, we talked about the so-called flying imams and the push for immunity for tipsters. An amendment in the Homeland Security bill would protect people from lawsuits if they report someone suspicious. And Troy emailed from St. Louis to complain. This immunity law is tantamount to a reward for those that wish to discriminate against others on the basis of their appearance. There is really no difference between this grant of amnesty and actually paying people for tips. Chuck Parents in Minnesota disagreed. Blanket immunity is never a good thing. However, protection of those who genuinely are serving the public good by taking appropriate action ahead of a tragedy should be encouraged and protected. We would all be treated the same way if we acted strangely. And speaking of strange, here's a subject line we don't see very often in our inbox. My erudite tattoos. It comes from Tamara in Houston after our conversation on the popularity of tattoos. I'm a 28-year-old woman, she wrote. I have numerous tattoos on my arms and torso, all text, including quotes from various authors, such as Flannery O'Connor, Raymond Carver, and most notably, the Heisenberg uncertainty principle. Few things shock a tattoo artist like asking for a physics equation on one's arm. It wasn't tattoos that got people upset at Washington Post fashion editor Robin Givhan. It was her coverage of Hillary Clinton's neckline. And we asked if a candidate's appearance makes any difference to you. I'm a devout Republican, emailed Tim in Missouri, but I got to tell you this cleavage thing is the silliest thing I've heard in years. I do look at candidates' faces and posture. I even listen to their voices and watch their eyes. But cleavage? Quite frankly, I didn't and would not want to admit noticing it, even if I did. Now, perhaps if she wore black leather, I might say something. And finally, a correction. In our political junkie segment last week, Ken Rudin said that Pennsylvania Senator Arlen Specter had called for an independent counsel to investigate Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez. That's not the case. Specter has said that if Gonzalez doesn't clarify his congressional testimony, he could risk an investigation from a special prosecutor, but he has not called for one. As always, if you have comments, questions, or corrections for us, the best way to reach us is by email. The address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. Talk of the Nation is produced by Susan Lund, Ashley Grashaw, Dahlia Martinez, David Gura, and Barry Hardiman. Our editor is Scott Cameron. Beth Novi produces our web content. The intern is Jasmine Garst. Gwen Uden directs the program. Our assistant producer is Sarah Handel. Kimberly Jones is our technical director, and she gets engineering help from Neil Tevault. Talk of the Nation's theme music was composed by Greg Smith. Our senior producer is Carlene Watson. Sue Goodwin is the executive producer. And this is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.
Talk of the Nation is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. You can listen to any story from today's program or previous programs at our website, npr.org. Just click on the archives. Find out about the music and artists you hear on NPR and discover new music. Visit npr.org/music. And if you've heard an NPR story you like, you can share it with a friend at npr.org. This is NPR.